Hi everyone, welcome to our worship celebration. I'm happy that you could join me today and ano man pong oras yung pinapanood, let me all greet you a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening so that all bases are covered. Again, I'm happy, I'm really, really happy that you could join me as we worship our wonderful God. Before we begin this celebration, shall we all pray? Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for how we know that you're not limited to location and time, that wherever we are, whenever we are watching this, Lord, whatever time we're watching it, this, we are all gathered, Lord, by your truth. Your word is truth. We beseech you, Lord, to teach us and teach us wonderful truths from your word, and we pray that we would be found not just hearers but doers of your word. In all simplicity, Lord, we pray that you would help us, that you would teach us, that you would preach to us, and that you would encourage us and enable us, Lord, to live out things that you would teach and things that you would present to us. We thank you again for the great salvation that we have. And we thank you for the sanctification that we will get from the ministry of your word. We thank you. We love you. In Christ's most precious name we pray. Amen. Salamat sa Diyos na kasama ko muli kayo. I don't know if you have seen the meme. Pag sinabi ng meme, di ba, yung sa social media, yung sa Facebook or yung mga drawings. I don't know if you've seen the meme or the video of a person driving a luxurious SUV. And he was looking up the sky and he was thinking how wonderful it would be for his life for him to have his own private jet. Little did he know that on the next lane, sa left lane niya, katabi niya, was someone driving a nice looking car. Thinking about the same thing. How beautiful it would be, how perfect it would be if he can drive his very own SUV. And you know where this is going to, right? Where this is headed. Next to the car is someone riding a nice looking motorcycle, and he's just thinking about the same thing. Sabi niya, ay, siguro ang ganda ng buhay ko kung meron akong kotse. Next to the motorcycle rider is someone on his bicycle going to work, and he was thinking, I would give anything just for me to have a motorcycle. And someone on the sidewalk is someone walking to work, and he said, if only I have a bicycle, it would be great, so I don't have to walk to work. And as this man was walking, to his side is someone on a wheelchair, thinking how he would give anything just for him to be able to walk on both feet. Ano yung theme nung meme, nung video? Contentment, di po ba? Contentment. We all struggle with it. We all struggle with it. So as we continue our series on Choice Psalms, we find ourselves looking at Psalm 131, and this specific song is talking about contentment. David will teach us about Christian contentment. He would share with us what he learned about being content. Let me ask you, are you struggling with contentment? Diba, if we would indeed be honest with ourselves, talaga namang may struggle tayo. We battle with it in our sanctification. We struggle with understanding it. Di po ba? We struggle with having it. We struggle with maintaining it. Itong napakagandang quiet, peaceful disposition of being content in every circumstance. We need to understand what contentment is about for us to experience it. Para kagaya ni Paul, sabihin natin, contentment indeed is great gain. Si Sinclair Ferguson, one of my favorite writers and preachers, he was writing on this said psalm, and he likened this psalm into a classic by Jeremiah Burroughs. And this classic work is the rare jewel of Christian contentment. At ako'y nananampalataya na tama siya, na parang kapareho din nung work ni Jeremiah Burroughs into nung Psalm 131. Let me share with you what Jeremiah Burroughs mentioned about Christian contentment in this book. He said, and I quote, "Christian contentment is that sweet, quiet, gracious frame of spirit which freely submits to and delights in God's wise, fatherly disposal in every condition. It is sweet, meaning it is intimate. It is quiet, meaning it is internal. And it is that beautiful disposition to be at ease and at peace with God's provision, whatever it is, in whatever situation it comes." And I agree. Burroughs continues, he said, "By it we give," by it meaning by contentment, "we give God His due worship." Tama nga naman, when you're content, you will glorify and worship God all the more. "In it is much strength of grace, beauty of grace, and exercise of grace. By it the soul is fitted to receive mercy, and by it the soul is fitted to do service. Contentment delivers us from an abundance of temptations, and in it brings us to an abundance of comfort. It is indeed a great blessing to the soul. A contented man may expect great reward from God, and by it the soul comes to an excellence near to God Himself, the nearest possible." Let me read that last sentence again. "A contented man may expect great reward from God, and by it the soul comes to an excellence near to God Himself, the nearest possible." And I think what he meant by that last sentence is that pag tayo kontento, mas malapit na malapit tayo to being God-like, to being Christ-like, as we reflect this God-like characteristics, this godly biblical quality in our hearts. Christian contentment indeed is a jewel. Jewel talaga siya. To have this, indeed, is great gain. Pero tama rin si Burroughs na ito ay very rare. Very rare kasi even believers struggle with this, di ba? Not so many of us, in fact, have this. We all struggle with being content. For too many of us are so easily swept away in a spirit of discontent. Tama? And then we find ourselves being angry, complaining, frustrated, upset. And at times, we are jealous and envious as we allow circumstances to destroy this wonderful jewel na dapat ay manatili sa ating mga puso. It is a jewel that is precious. It is rare that we struggle to have it. That is why we need to listen to Psalm 131. That is why it is important to be reviewing, to be reminded of this rare jewel. And with God's grace, grab a hold of it and to never let it go. So, if you have your Bibles with you, kindly turn your Bibles or work your way in your Bible apps to Psalm 131. And we would read this chapter in its entirety. Siyempre, 3 verses lang yun. Ha? So, open your Bibles to Psalm 131. And I'll be reading from the ESV version. Psalm 131. A song of ascents of David. "O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore." The word of the Lord. 3 verses lang. With mere 3 verses, Psalm 131, one of the shortest chapters in the Bible, we would find the beauty of contentment, the blessing of contentment, right? See, Charles Spurgeon, the prince of preachers, has this to say about this song of David. And I quote, Comparing all the psalms to gems, we should liken this to a pearl. Yung Psalm 131 daw, parang perlas. How beautifully it will adorn the neck of patience. It is one of the shortest psalms to read. Yes, it's so easy to read this. Very short. But one of the longest to learn. And I agree with that. He goes on to say, it speaks of a young child, but it contains the experience of a man in Christ. Lowliness and humility are here seen in connection with a sanctified heart, a will subdued to the mind of God, and a hope looking to the Lord alone. He rightly describes Psalm 131. Kasi, maiksi lang siya. And if you are in a hurry, we would miss this. We would miss this if we are a reader who wants to hurry. And if we are a reader who classifies things with regards to size, then we would regard this as insignificant. Pero mga kapatid, huwag nating ituring na ganun. This is a wonderful song that if you have this memorized, meditated on, lived out in your lives and in your hearts, we would agree with David in the quietness of contentment in one's heart, right? So observe natin yung psalm as we look at the structure of these songs. Again, tatlong verse lang siya. Pero pansin natin, the first two verses, we would see conversations of David with God. Conversations of David. David's prayer. And we are allowed to eavesdrop. Makinig tayo sa kanyang panalangin sa Panginoong Diyos. I like listening to very mature people pray to God. And we would be listening to a mature person. Amen. After God's own heart. Right? Someone who knew contentment. Someone who learned contentment. Someone who is calm. Someone who is composed. Right? And in verse 3, we see the communication of David to Israel. Verse 1 to 2, the prayer of David. Verse 3, the preaching of David. Verse 1 to 2, we see the intimate meditations of David. And in verse 3, we see the exhortations of David that we ought to consider. Right? Verse 1 to 2, he describes this inner contentment. Walang masyadong ingay, no, not a long noise going on. In fact, he seems to describe a quietness. Walang conflict, walang irritableness. It's peaceful, it's calm as he is talking to God. And here we see God's anointed king of Israel, the one who is described as a man after God's own heart, give us a glimpse of his heart. And so, in a message on contentment, David shows us how it looks like in verse 1. So, here we would see the outline as we, this morning, would be looking at the blessings of being content. In verse 1, we are given the product of contentment. The product of contentment in one's life. David whets our appetite and shows us right away in the first verse, ano yung product ng contentment? The result of contentment. Pero such disposition, such conviction, did not happen overnight. It did not just drop in front of David tapos contento na siya. No, David needed to go through some struggles. He needed to pursue as depicted in the verbs in verse 2. So after showing us in verse 1 the product of contentment, David shows us in verse 2 the pursuit of contentment. The pursuit of contentment. And as David wraps up the song, as he was done speaking to God, he turns around and starts speaking to the people of God, to us. In this beautiful verse, in verse 3, we see the process of contentment. Verse 3 would show us how to get this contentment. David shows us how he got the results mentioned in verse 1. How did he go about the pursuit in verse 2. Verse 3 tells us how these are accomplished. So this morning, as we look at the blessings of being content, we would have three headings. The product of contentment, verse 1. The pursuit of contentment, verse 2. And the process of contentment, verse 3. And so as we start digging into this song, we are greeted by a superscription, by superscript. Again, superscriptions, as we have learned before, are not afterthoughts ng mga editors. No, they are part of the inspired writing, so we need to consider that. And we read a song of ascents of David. What does that mean? Song of Ascents. These are 15 psalms from Psalm 120 hanggang Psalm 134. And these psalms are sang by the nation of Israel. Kinakanta to ng Israel as they go up to Jerusalem on three important annual festivals. The Passover, the Pentecost, and Festival of the Tabernacles, or Festival of Booths, or Festival of Tents. These songs were sung by worshipers as they go up to the temple. The Jews are required to go to three festivals, right? So, and as they go up, meron silang collection of songs that they sing as they go to their pilgrimage to the temple. I don't know if you've attended a conference before. But minsan pag may conference, kunyari ang conference ay week long, you would have a brochure or maybe a packet or yung program. In it will be the title of the sessions, the plenary session and the breakout sessions, and the speakers and their infos. Minsan may mga kanta, hindi po ba? Yung, maybe there's a collection of hymns that is about the theme of the conference. It's like that. In a sense, it's like that. That these 15 psalms are to be sang on specific occasions. And again, we notice that this song is from David or by David. We know many things about David. He was the youngest of 8 brothers. He was a very fierce protector of his flock. A young man with striking good looks, no? An evident skilled musician, a poet, a deadly soldier, a loyal subject, even while a fugitive, a tender and faithful friend, a savvy military and political strategist, who secured the throne, the husband of a harem, and father of countless children, an adulterer who murdered by proxy, a broken-hearted penitent, and a dying old man. This is what we know from scripture about David. And we see what David is going to share with us about contentment. But we need to discuss as well the two striking characteristics of David. First of all, the Lord chose and anointed David. The Lord loved him and blessed him. God was with David. Second, David knew this Lord. He loved God. He referred to God and he walked with God. Right? Such was a man, not perfect, but a man after God's own heart. A man who has learned to be content. So we need to listen to him. So as we go now to the first heading, the product of contentment. Look at verse 1. Read with me as David opens this wonderful psalm. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. Pag binasa natin, talking about contentment, talking about humility, it seems like nagyayabang si David, right? No? It seems like David is bragging at this point. No, he's not. That is not what he's doing. Here he is appealing to the one and the only one who searches the heart. This is like what David said in Psalm 139, verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. and see if there be any grievous ways in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. That is what we have here. Because David knows that God alone knows the true state of his heart. At ganito siya nagsimula. This is how he begins. He was saying, O Yahweh, all caps, Lord, O Yahweh, here's my heart. It is a humble communion with God. This is sacred prayer. And di ba, sa isang, excuse me, panalangin o sa isang awitin na ang tema ay contentment, this is the best place to go to, right? The heart. When as we commune with the Lord, as we pray to the Lord, we begin with our hearts. Just lay it open to Him and say to Him, Oh Yahweh, my heart. Here's my heart. Let me ask you. When we were still worshiping together before the pandemic in our sanctuary, di ba meron tayong invitation to prepare our hearts to worship? In fact, di ba, before we shared the link to this video message, we invite everyone to prepare your heart to worship. Anong itsura nun sa inyo? Let me ask you, did you really take advantage of that time to prepare your hearts for the Lord to worship? O wala kayong ginawa? Dahil ba sa video? But let's recall, during the times when we were congregating in our sanctuary, do we even really pause and prepare our hearts before the Lord? Here, David begins, O Lord, here's my heart. Here is my heart. Paano natin ginawa yun? Did we even say, O Lord, here's my needs. O Lord, here are my concerns. David says, Lord, here is my heart. And this is very helpful for us. Because David goes to the main issue, the heart. The battle for contentment starts with the heart. The most important aspect of being content starts in the heart. Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. The key to the inner man is the heart. The keys to our conformity to Christ, to our sanctification, is our hearts. The heart reflects the very battle for contentment. Doon nang gagaling, doon nangyayari ang battle for contentment. Kailangan natin maging open kagaya ni David as we study the blessings of contentment. And here we see, O Lord, my heart. And notice David's assessment of his heart. And dear ones, hindi lang ito a wish. This is not just a submission. This is also a wish. This is his petition. It is acknowledging, Lord, here is my heart. Here is where I am right now. But you know me well. You know better. So please work at my heart. Work on my heart. Right? Kailangan natin gawin yun. Kasi sabi ni Jeremiah, di ba, ang heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? Di ba? Sino nga ba? Verse 10 tells us who understands the heart. I, the Lord, search the heart. Jeremiah 17:10. David says, O Yahweh, here's my heart. And again, he describes his heart. Look at verse 1 again. My heart is not lifted up. Sabi ng ibang translation, not proud. My eyes are not raised too high. Sabi ng ilang translation, haughty. I do not occupy myself or I do not involve myself with things too great and too marvelous or too difficult for me. Ngayon, pansinin natin, ito yung assessment ni David. Sabi natin, David was honest. David knows the heart well. This is where he is at right now. Lord, I'm not proud. I'm not haughty. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. How did he come up with that? Diba? How did he come up with such assessment? It is through the Word of God. In Psalm 19, another psalm written by David, he says in verse 7, "The law of the Lord," meaning God's word, "is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord," another phrase pertaining to God's word, "is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart." Excuse me. "The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." David assessed it with God's word. It is only through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, through God's written revelation, can we have a right assessment of ourselves. In fact, di ba, pag binasa natin kung yun nasa listahan ni David, it hits the very heart of contentment. I mean, discontentment. But pride, arrogance, these are all matters of the heart. Kaya tama yung pagsimula ni David. So the assessment is spot on. We need God's word to know God, to know our own hearts. And David knows the main issue battling in his heart. Notice, here is what it looks like not to be content. Right? This is the product of contentment. This is how it does not look like. This is not how it does not look like. My heart is not lifted up. My heart is not proud. It is not self-absorbed. David says his heart is not self-absorbed. See, David Paulison, I was reading his article on Psalm 131 as I was studying on this. Ang galing nung kanyang ginawa. David Paulison is a writer on biblical counseling. And his article, "Peace Be Still, Learning Psalm 131 by Heart," describes the self-absorptions of our heart, of our hearts, the pride in our hearts, and how we seem to accept it as normal. Normal lang ito, kaya okay lang. Here is what he said, and please try to honestly assess if you can hear yourself in these words. Sabi ni David, "I'm not proud." What does proud, what does self-absorbed look like? According to David Paulison, and I quote, "I just want a little respect and appreciation. Of course, I want the home appliance to work and the car mechanic to be honest. That's pretty normal. I want approval and understanding to be included. Is that too much to ask? I want satisfaction and compensation for the ways others did me wrong. If others would just own up and then treat me right, I don't want much. If only I had better health, a little more money, a more meaningful job, nicer clothes, and a restful vacation, then I'd be satisfied. I want a measure of success, just a bit of recognition as an athlete, a beauty, an intellectual, a musician, a leader, a mother, or perhaps a father. I want control. Who doesn't? Comfort, ease, convenience, why not? I want to feel good. Doesn't God want me to feel good? I want to feel good about myself, to have more self-confidence, to believe in myself. I want my way. I want the goodies. I want glory. I want God to do my will. I want to be God. Doesn't anybody?" This is what Paulison writes about someone who is proud, someone who is self-absorbed. And again, friends, it's so easy to do this, to say that this is normal. That's why we need to always guard our hearts from being proud. Eh, masama bang isipin yun? Masama bang mag-expect ng ganito? Masama bang ganito? A proud person contends. A proud person competes. A proud person complains. A proud person justifies and finds this and accepts this as normal. Everybody is doing it anyways. A proud person plans, schemes, would think of his own way, have his own way. As sabi ni Dr. Paulison, such life creates noise in the heart. And there would never be a quiet contentment. David knows. That's why we hear him say, Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My heart is not proud. And then he goes on to say, my eyes are not raised too high. Or NASB says, my eyes are not haughty. Ano yung sabihin nun? Bakit mata? Why eyes? What do they say about eyes? The eyes are the windows to our soul. This is a manifestation of pride. By the way, and we relate to others. Pride is not just a matter of me. Pride is also about you. Sabi ni Paulison, it's also about you. I must look down on you in some way. Pride says, I am right in myself. Haughty eye says, I am right compared to you. And friends, as we talk about contentment, diba, parang hinahalo kayong puso natin eh. Ito ang reason why you're not content. Pride. Right? And friends, don't ever think that those who have haughty eyes, yung mga kinukumpara sa sarili nila, those who look down on people, are just the achievers, those who are educated, those who are rich. No! Even those who are not should be guarding their hearts. Diba? If you feel inferior to others, you don't admire and respect them. Diba? You treat them with in consideration. Tama? You hate them. You envy them. You grumble. You criticize. Diba? Hindi mo naman kaila. Sabi mo kagad, mata pobre. Even self belittling tendencies, yung parang low esteem, yung nag-self-pity, self-hatred, yung very timid. These are pride failing, pride intimidated, and pride despairing. Such pride, even when much battered, still finds someone else to look down on. David says, oh Yahweh, here is my heart. O Yahweh, here are my eyes. They are not proud and they are not haughty. These are issues that we need to guard para maging content tayo so that we would have contentment in our lives. Then he goes on to say, I do not occupy myself with things or involve myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. Too difficult for me. Let's first identify what this is not. This does not refer to being parang sumuko na, ayaw itake ang mga malaking challenge. No, this is not talking about that. Sabi pa rin ni William Carey, expect great things from God, attempt great things for God. It still applies. Right? Again, this is not telling us that we should not strive for excellence or anything like that. So, ano, paano natin explain to? I think the key here is the verb not occupy or sa ibang talata, involve myself. It has a picture of walking into something that is beyond you or being in a conversation that you know nothing about. For example, imagine a group of may grupo ng mga sabi natin mga chemist, may mga nuclear physicists, right? Or yung mga mahuhusay na science or studies. And then you see yourself going in that circle. and pretending you know what they're talking about, laughing when someone else, tapos nakikipag-agree ka, kunyari, tatangot-tangot ang ganun, right? Nodding your head as if you know what they are discussing, but in effect, you're just making a fool of yourself. Yun yung picture dun. Ano sinasabi ni David? David says, hindi niya gagawin, he would not walk into something too great for him. He goes on to say, nor he would not involve himself in things too marvelous or too wonderful for him. Alam niyo po yung salitang wonderful in scripture? Oftentimes is related to God's wonderful acts, supernatural acts, supernatural mighty acts of God. Ano sinasabi ni David dito? I would never dare involve myself in things that are too big for me. Anong theme natin? Contentment. What is contentment? How does it look like? It's not proud. It's not looking down on people. It is not like this. It is not daring to involve yourself in things too wonderful for me. Right? Too big for me. Too great for me. Tanong ko, kailan nangyari kay David yon? A number of times. But the very first thing that comes in top of my head is when, remember si David, inanoint siyang king, right? Pero meron pang existing king. And it took like years before he became the king. And this king was so jealous of him. And this king was going after him. Remember Psalm 24? Merong pagkakataon na tinutugis ni Saul si David and he was in a cave but he needed to relieve himself. Kailangan niya mag-CR at hindi niya alam na andun pala si David. Anong ginawa doon? David had the chance. He could have taken that as God's opportune time for him to take what is rightfully his. Pero he did not, di ba? Hindi niya ginawa yon. He could not. Why? Because he trusted in God's timing. That is contentment. He would not dare involve himself in things too great for him, in things that is only fit for God. He was content with what God has provided him in that period of time. David did not involve himself in great matters, even in matters that seems to be fine and okay. David was intent on thinking of nothing else, doing nothing else but God's will, God's way, at God's time. At ganung klaseng conviction shows contentment. Let me just break your hearts a little. We're often too guilty about this. Too busy involving ourselves in things too great and wonderful for us. Things that are only of God and only for God. Like our future, o yung salvation ng ating mga asawa, pagtino ng ating mga anak. Mga kapatid, there is a sense of spiritual pride when we think that we need to do this or do that for my future to be secured, for my spouse to be saved, for my kids to be okay. Don't get me wrong, okay? Again, the reason oftentimes why we think of such is because of love, because we love our kids, we love our family, that we want to get ready for the future. We love our spouse, we love our husband, we love our wives, and unbeliever siya, and we want them to be saved. We love our kids, right? Minsan dahil because mahal natin sila. But oftentimes we go beyond the border of those wonderful things reserved only for God. We have no control over the future. We have no control over our loved ones' eternity. We have no control over our kids' future. And we fret and we are anxious. And we are not content. And such, dear ones, plain and simple, is spiritual pride. Kailangan natin panalahanan tungkol dito. We need to be reminded that everything that we have is all from God and all because of God. Therefore, we ought to be content. Therefore, we all need to be trusting Him, completely trusting Him for what He provides in specific times of our lives. It's waiting on the Lord. It's waiting on the Lord. Sabi ni David, Lord, Yahweh, my heart, andito po. Kindly assess it, Yahweh. I am content. I am not self-absorbed. I'm not preoccupied with greatness. I'm not chasing after things, but I'm trusting you, waiting on you. That's contentment. That is contentment. And you would ask, paano mangyari? How is this possible? I want that contentment. I know I struggle with this, Pastor. I struggle with this, Erwin. Nag-struggle ako ron. I want this. I want that kind of contentment. This leads us to the second heading. David shows us the calmness and the quietness of being content. He showed us the product of contentment. Now he shows us the pursuit of contentment. The pursuit of contentment. Verse 2 is the pursuit of what we saw in verse 1. That quietness, that calmness, that contentment can be seen as being had in verse 2. These are things that David decided on to do. These are things that David pursued. So ano bang ginawa ni David? Look at verse 2 as we look at the pursuit of contentment. But I have calmed and quieted my soul. But in contrast to what he discussed in verse 1, sabi ng ibang translation, surely or certainly, meaning these are firm. Instead of involving myself on things too great for me, on matters too wonderful for me, in matters reserved for God, David said, I have calmed and quieted my soul. Yung salitang calmed or yung ibang translation composed has the idea of leveling. Parang if a flat, right? Kung ikaw ay farmer and you need to get ready your field, you flatten your, but you level your field. Kung ikaw naman ay builder, di ba? If you want to build a building or a house, you level the ground. Tatanggalin mo, may umbok, pag may mga dumi, pag may mga lubak, right? You flatten, you level the ground. So, ano yung ginagawa ng mga farmer? Anong ginagawa ng mga builder? They smoothen out the roughness dun sa ground. Sabi ni David, I have smoothened the roughness in my soul. He also said, I have quieted my soul. It means to silence the noise. Kung yung calming is for turbulence, na parang maalog or may movement, the quieting is for the noise. You still the turbulence and you silence the noise. Ano ba yung mga noise? Ano ba yung noise na pwedeng umagaw ng contentment o pwedeng pumigil, pwedeng sumira ng contentment natin? Fear, anxiety, and agenda, complaints, unbelief. Sabi ni David, I have bulldozed, I have leveled those things, those noise makers. I have bulldozed my soul. I have made it smooth, no more bumps. And my heart is at rest in the will of God. May picture to ng submission. There's a picture of submission here. Sabi ni David, I have calmed and quieted my soul. How does it look like in your life? I cannot change my wayward child. I cannot save my unbelieving spouse. I cannot predict the future. It would be proud of me if I think I could do those things. Pero pag may calmness, pero pag may leveling ng ground ng soul, you would not experience this. Pero kung walang peace, walang calmness, maybe you go back to verse 1, maybe you're proud. Maybe you look down on people. Maybe, just maybe, you are involving yourselves in things too great and marvelous for you. You see what David is going here? Sabi ni David, I have flattened, I have bulldozed, I have mowed my soul flat. Anong ginawa ni David? Anong pursuit ni David? He did this. He bulldozed things in his life. And David will illustrate that for us. David will give us a powerful picture so that we would understand better, so that we would not forget. And he wants us to know what it looks like. Yung binuldoze, yung nilevel yung soul, yung kinwayat yung soul. Anong itsura nun? He gives us a beautiful, unforgettable picture. He likened the leveling of the soul, the quietening of the soul, to a weaned child, to a toddler sitting on his mother's lap. Tignan niyo yung verse ulit. Like a weaned child with its mother. Tapos inulit ni David, like a weaned child is my soul within me. Ano ba yung weaning, right? Yung pagpapatigil sa pagdede ng bata. In the Near Eastern, ancient Near East culture, yung mga bata, pinipigilan na silang dumede sa edad ng 3 or 4, right? So when we look at this, and we read this, we are not talking about an infant, hindi sanggol, okay? Hindi sanggol na karga-karga ng nanay niya. No, it's a toddler, it's a 3-year-old, it's a 4-year-old, maybe a 5-year-old child sitting on his mother's lap. Nagtataka ako, ba't kaya hindi sinabi ni David like a sleeping child? Hindi ba? Pero ang sinabi niya, like a weaned child. To those of us who have kids, especially mga nanay, di ba? Alam natin yung process ng weaning, tama? Yung pagpapatigil ng pagpapadede sa mga baby, sa mga bata. Anong ginagawa? We are depriving them of something good. Yung milk, yung gatas ng nanay. Something nourishing, right? Something sweet. Something that gives comfort. Something that gives pleasure. Para saan? For something better. Kasi alam natin, anak, you need to be eating more than milk. It's now time. You need to go from milk to solid food. Naiintindihan ba ng toddler yun? No. He doesn't understand that. To a toddler, the mom is unkind, cruel, neglectful, di ba? So, what we see from the child is ano? Confused, distressed, sad, angry. Tama? Kasi yung nanay ngayon, all of a sudden, is saying no. Saying no to something that is good, that is sweet. Something that has knitted their hearts together for 3-4 years. Kaya hindi maintindihan ng bata. Kaya galit yung bata. But mommy is wise. She knows what's best. She knows it's time for the baby to move to better food. And she's doing that out of love. What are the weanings in your lives? Maybe God took your husband. Maybe you lost your job. And there are times that God does that. And we do not understand. God takes away something minsan and makes us wait. and we do not understand. We at times get mad at him. But God is wise, and we're not. God is good, infinitely, faithfully, and eternally. So we trust him. At the basa natin, it reads like a weaned child. This child already went through the process. He went through the process already. Ano, na umiyak na, pero dahil na-train na, tapos na naisip niya siguro na wala namang mangyayari, no, he is now still. Like a weaned child, yung batang napatigil na, he is not fussing anymore, but trusting the wisdom of the mother now. Sabi ni David, like a child who had finished crying, who has submitted now to his mom. Sabi ni David, someone who has leveled his soul, someone who has bulldozed his soul, is like that. It's not resignation, but submission. And with the context of depriving a child of milk for something better, David in effect was saying, you have taken away things from me that I thought was good for me. I loved it, I needed it, but you, O Lord, knows better. I'm not giving a fuss anymore. I submit to you. I will be still. Yung picture ng quiet and calm and composed soul. Tingnan natin yung conversation ni David sa kanyang Panginoon. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up. My eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me. But I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. And without even saying amen, natapos na yung prayer ni David. And David closes his prayers to God, and now he turns to the people of God. And this leads us to our third heading. We saw the product of contentment. We saw the pursuit of contentment. Now we see the process. How does it start? Look at verse 3. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. O Israel, O God's people, O Christian, O GCF East, O Irwin, O dear one, you sister, you brother who is struggling with pride, O precious child who's having a hard time understanding why these things are happening, O child, O Israel. Here's the instruction. Here is where it starts. Here is the process of contentment. Hope in the Lord. Hope in the Lord. The only way to pursue and go through the flattening and leveling of your soul, the only way to quiet our troubled hearts as we go through weaning, the only way to be like a child still on his mother's lap, the only way not to be self-absorbed, not to look down on others, and not to meddle in things that are only for God, the only way to be content is this, is through this. Hope in the Lord. Hope there also means trust. Trust in the Lord. Trust is oftentimes tied with the theme of waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord. And dear ones, nakita niyo ba yung wisdom ni David? Nakita niyo ba yung genius of Scripture? This psalm has plowed up our hearts. Inararo nitong psalm na ito yung ating mga puso. Kaya willing na tayong painggan itong verse 3. if David started with verse 3 and he said about contentment, O Israel, trust in the Lord. Some of you may say, oh, alam ko na yan eh. Ginagawa ko naman yan eh. But now, because our hearts have been plowed up, our souls have been plowed up, we are now receptive to the call to hope in the Lord. Hope in the Lord as opposed to putting your trust in other things. Hope in the Lord. At napansin nyo, David calls on God's memorial name, all caps, Lord, Yahweh. God's self-existing name, God's faithful name, God's covenant name. He said, hope in Yahweh. Trust in Yahweh. It starts here. Why should I trust Him? He is always and will forever be existing. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Trust in Yahweh. He is trustworthy. Hope in Him only. Diba? Israel is known to be looking at other nations. Don't go there. Don't go to Assyria. Hope in God alone. Psalm chapter 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Alam niyo po ba? Aside from David, who personified this contentment, who personified this composed and quiet soul, Jesus Christ Himself. In the Garden of Gethsemane, anong ginawa niya? He hoped in the Lord. He submitted to the Lord. When he was being reviled, nung siya ginugulpe, nung sinisipa, minumura, when he was being physically abused, he entrusted himself to the one who is the just judge, the one who judges righteously. Jesus hoped in the Lord. He trusted in the Lord. He did not need to protect himself. He did not need to protect his own reputation. He left it all with God. Jesus Christ, our Savior, is the perfect and beautiful personification of a weaned and submissive child to a wise and loving parent. Pansin niyo hanggang saan extent nitong pagtotrust na ito. Look at verse 3. From this time forth and forevermore. Meaning you can trust Him until the end. Meaning He will never leave you nor forsake you. Pero again, itong exhortation na to, itong panawagan na to ay nagpapaisat na dapat tayo magpatuloy magtiwala sa Kanya. To continuously trust in the Lord. So when you find yourself kicking and fussing and complaining and nagging like a toddler against the will of God, especially when He deprives you of something precious to you, call to your soul to trust in the Lord. Again, it's an exhortation to hope in the Lord. Pero it also serves as an invitation. An invitation to trust the Lord. If you have not trusted in the Lord, this is the time now. From this time forth, starting now and forevermore. Will you trust Him now? Don't lean on your own understanding. Because it is only through Him that you would be lovingly weaned. So there will be stillness. There will be calmness. There will be quietness in your soul, regardless of the chaos in this world. It is only through trusting the Lord that you can be content. The blessings of contentment found in these wonderful three verses. We saw the product of contentment. Someone who's not proud, someone who's not self-absorbed, someone who does not look down on others, someone who does not meddle and involve himself with the things that are too great for him. We saw the pursuit of contentment. The pursuit is leveling, quieting down, calming down, bulldozing, mowing down our soul. And it looks like a child who was just weaned, who now understands, who now is submissive to his wiser mother, who is now ready to give him better things than milk. How do you get it? Trusting in the Lord. How do you be content? How can one be content? Trust in the Lord. Hope in the Lord. Shall we pray? Lord, thank you for teaching us what contentment is. Thank you for showing us how contentment is produced in one's life. And thank you, Lord, for teaching us what energizes contentment. It's trust and hope in you. We want to have this, Lord. We long to have this. And we pray that indeed, by your grace, we would be found as people who are content. People who trusts you, people who depends on you, people who hopes in you. Again, thank you, Lord, for being with us. Thank you for teaching us. We pray that you would glorify yourself in the remaining hours of the day. This is our prayer with much thanksgiving in the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining me. God bless you all.